ABC Radio Australia.
Staying with news in Papua New Guinea now, because the country has reached a COVID-19 milestone as their cases passed the 1,000 mark. And included in those cases are the national pandemic controller David Manning and members of his family. 17 provinces have reported cases of COVID-19, yet despite the numbers and warnings from health officials, there are some in the country who still see COVID-19 as a conspiracy. In fact, the news that David Manning's positive COVID-19 result seemed to fuel conspiracies on social media this week. Belinda Cora has been speaking to David Manning about his diagnosis, with the controller saying that he will be one of the first to put his hand up to be immunised when a vaccine is rolled out in PNG.
Personally, I always had it at the back of my mind, COVID was present in the country. If we don't take the necessary precautions, anyone is deemed to be at risk of being exposed to COVID. Unfortunately, I was tested and the results came back as positive, along with my wife and my son. So my personal experiences, whilst we were to a greater degree asymptomatic, in the sense that we didn't show the telltale signs of being severely affected by COVID, but we still haven't. So the best thing we did was immediately get ourselves tested. From there, knowing our status, we decided what was best for us to do our part in minimizing the risk of exposure to anyone else. I mean, we went straight into isolation as soon as we got the results in. It is an illness that you can recover from, and again, the percentages of recovery are very high. But unfortunately, there are some that will succumb to the severe cases. But like I said, it's best to know your status so you can best manage it. That's one thing I've learned from this.
There's been a lot of talk about COVID-19 in Papua New Guinea on social media, especially in with regards to if it's real or not. And, of course, about vaccines and the government's move is to bring vaccines into the country to assist our Papua New Guineans. What are your thoughts and concerns in relation to all this conspiracy about vaccines and also about COVID-19 itself and its realness?
Views expressed on social media, unfortunately, as we've always said, should not be taken as gospel. I've read some of the views on there. I'm dumbfounded as to how people who come across as well-educated, well-informed, can form such views and express such reckless comments and views against our efforts with COVID, and as well as the conspiracy theories around the vaccination. Let me put on record that once this vaccination comes in, I will volunteer myself to get it because I see the value in vaccination of any illness, let alone COVID. It is a personal choice for people when it does come in. Like I said, most of our vulnerable groups, that is the elderly, the frontline workers, will be given priority first before we go to other target groups. There's different vaccinations currently available. We'll go with the one that is that we can safely administer and safely transport around the country. There are certain vaccinations that require extra logistical support, which we may not be able to provide here. So again, it is a concern for me, the conflicting views on vaccination. Data we have at this point in time does suggest that the medical interventions, such as the vaccination, is needed in order for us to avoid any catastrophic events in the future, and as far as COVID is concerned in Papua New Guinea. But I can hand on heart say that this would be the best way forward to deal with COVID in our country.
Are you able to confirm if these testing areas in Port Moresby and nationwide are able to carry out COVID-19 testing at this time? There's been a lot of talk about that. And do you have any concerns in relation to the spike in cases here in the country?
In the early stages of our response, government made it absolutely clear that our provincial health authorities really needed to step up. A lot of financial resources were diverted to the PHAs, as well as to the local MPs to make sure that they stood up a provincial response capability to this. The PHAs responsibly to ensure that they had enough staff in their hospitals, in Prince Hospitals. They had enough beds, they had developed testing capabilities and the capacity to absorb cases that required hospitalization. Now, that continues to be our main focus now in our main in terms of combating COVID in provinces, is to continue to make sure that our PHAs are held accountable to whether or not they're managing the set protocols effectively and efficiently in the respective provincial jurisdictions. But NDOH and through the NCC continue to support them through the supply of PPEs, PCR cartridges, whatever, to continue the test, to maintain the testing capability, even to the point where once provincial health teams become overwhelmed with the cases, we send out surge teams to assist, made up of NDOH medical officers, as well as other medical staff from other provincial authorities. Testing should continue in all provinces. All provinces have PCR cartridges to run those tests. Should they fall short, then all they need to do is just let the NDOH or NCC of the shortages and make sure that they get the necessary resources that they require. But it is no longer, shortly after the state of emergency last year, the focus now was to make sure that our provincial capabilities and capacity to manage COVID-19 at the provincial level was up and running. Now we have certain PHAs that are struggling, even till today, are struggling. Though we're equally concerned about what the issues are, but we're also assisting them to make sure that they address those issues and to meet the ongoing operational challenges of combating COVID-19.